Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Amazing.
That's a legit holy cow. It's 3:30 already because I was just sitting here reading newspapers. Boy.
No big deal. Boy. Just a show to do.
Oh, my God.
Get it together,
hey,
Rizdahl. It's a big day.
Unawares once again. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. This is the daily version on Election Day 2020, where together today, more than most days, on our short shows anyway, we try to make the day make sense.
We're not going to do that today.
No, we're not.
No, we're really not. So we made the decision that in lieu, as you know, because it is now 3:30 in the afternoon, and if you were waiting for your morning show, I'm Molly Wood, by the way, you know that we didn't do it. In lieu of the Tuesday deep dive, we decided that we would do kind of an afternoon show basically to check in, because we all know that there, as of the time that we're recording this, there's not a lot of news. People on the East Coast are just going to sort of be staying up late watching. People on the West Coast are also going to be probably staying up late watching. So we thought, let's just check in and see how everyone's doing. And then yesterday we sort of accidentally hit upon a theme, which is
which are some
not
of
only
best
what
ideas,
are you going to do.
Frankly.
They really are just like real time show planning here, which is what are you going to do and what are you going to cook? And you delivered.
So here we go. Number one, hit it.
Hi, Kai and Molly. This is Henry from St. Louis, Missouri. Thinking about the election has had my stomach in knots for days. So my girlfriend and I decided to plan a fun, comforting evening Tuesday to give us something to look forward to while we are trying our best to avoid the news and social media. We are going to pick up an enormous sausage pizza from our favorite local pizza joint, bake some cookies from scratch, and watch our favorite show, The Good Place. And of course, we will have to listen to Make Me Smart. Thanks for all you both do. It's greatly appreciated in these tough times.
Could I go for an enormous sausage pizza right now? Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? That sounds amazing. Oh, judging from snap polls on the internet, not actually even polls, but if I'm just going anecdotally based on what I've seen on Twitter, it would seem that donuts was the most common way to start the day, and pizza will be the most common way to end the day. Seen a lot of pizza.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Referenced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of pictures of donuts this morning. I would like to say I am not proud of this, and I can't believe I'm going to admit it, but because I made amazing sub sandwiches for my son and I for lunch with like brie and salami. Really good.
Nice.
But for breakfast, I had heated up leftover au gratin potatoes, and I sprinkled chili cheese Fritos on top of them.
Oh my God. Ew. Wait, what?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Eli made me buy chili cheese Fritos at Costco the other day, and so there's this huge bag, and it just sits on the counter, and then sometimes I eat some, and I feel terrible about it, and today I put some of those on the warmed-up scalloped potatoes, and it was amazing. I invented a new food.
Okay.
I can't believe I told you guys that.
I will not judge.
Yeah. It's okay if you do, but I'm going to put it on a restaurant menu someday. All right. Let's save me from myself and go to the next voice memo.
Hey, y'all. It's Pat from Maryland, and I just wanted to share something that made me smile. I just got home from a 15-hour shift election judging at an early voting station. We processed over 2,500 voters throughout the day, and I personally helped around 400 exercise their right to vote. In spite of how divisive this election cycle has been, every single person I interacted with was civil, kind, and happy to be voting. And everyone wore their mask. Thanks for making us smart.
That is awesome.
That
is awesome.
Is awesome.
All the way around.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
All the way around.
Love it.
15
Love
hours
it. Let's keep rolling. Look at all these voice memos.
I know.
That is a long time.
All right. Kate in Michigan has some Election Day traditions here. She's going to share this one after having heard us talk about the youth vote. Here we go.
When I was growing up, I had parents who would take us to the polls with them when they voted, and a really great high school government teacher who modeled what it was to be an engaged and informed citizen. So it never really occurred to me not to vote. When my younger brother turned 18, I drove home from college on a Tuesday to pick him up from school and take him to cast his first ballot. It was a primary election, so it wasn't too exciting. But afterward, we celebrated with tacos, and that's still my Election Day tradition. So it made me smile to hear about Molly's burrito plans. I'm glad to know that there's so many young people joining us as voters this year for the first time. and I appreciate all that you and your team do to help us all be engaged and informed. Thanks.
Well, that's cool.
I love that's tacos. Cool. Taco voting night is fantastic. We got some great tweets, actually. I'm scrolling up in our Make Me Smart Slack because I don't want to move past Jennifer. Jennifer Giannini tweeted us and said, my son turned 18 today, so we all voted in person to celebrate his first election. The poll workers all cheered as he put, I'm totally going to cry. Oh my God. All cheered as he put his ballot in the box. I may have announced that it was his birthday. Awesome. Yep. And finally, we have a voice memo from Kai's favorite type. An in-person voting family.
it's the best type, honestly.
Hi, Molly and Kai. This is Matthew from Boston. I'm here with Jennifer, my wife, and my son, Sam.
Hello.
Sam turned 18 today, so we are outside
our polling place,
having just voted for the first time for Sam, many, many times for Jennifer and me, and just thought you guys would appreciate hearing that. We know how much voting means to everyone. We also know how much it means to vote in person, particularly to you, Kai. Yeah. And I will tell you that I passed up an opportunity to vote early at Fenway Park so that we could be here with Sam on this day. So I hope things are going well for you guys. Hope you make it through the day.
That's cool.
Have a beer, have a Batanga. I may have both. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
That's very cool.
Oh, my God. I love that so much.
Yeah.
That is spectacular. Oh, also, man. Can this be, as I saw also on Twitter today, can this be the last national election that we have that isn't a holiday? Because for real.
It will not be the last election we have this national holiday.
Don't be a downer.
We're not going to.
It should be.
Right.
Just go with me here.
Okay, fine.
Should be.
Consider me gone.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
We rarely for a shorty show, we're going to take a quick break. Send us your questions, comments, makemesmart@marketplace.org. We're coming right back.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman. From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world. Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Okay, we're back.
Just hit it.
We're back. It's election day. It's election day 2020. Sometimes when the music plays, we don't know what to do. It's a little Ron Burgundy situation. We hope that we have made you smile so far. We are because you will have so many places to get news. Not going to bother with that. And frankly, to be out of date by the time you even got it. So we had our wonderful stories of what people are doing. And now we're going to share a few things to make you smile.
So as you can tell by looking at the rundown, Ms. Wood, I got nothing. I have nothing
Rizdahl.
To make me smile today. I'm having a tough day.
Seriously?
I'm having a tough day. Yeah, no, I really am.
Buddy.
There's not a lot that's striking me funny. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, too, because...
Go ahead, what?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because I have actually been... Look, I'm not going to lie. As the day goes on, the feeling of my throat squeezing shut is just getting stronger. And more intense, but I have been kind of inspired by people's mindset this morning. I don't know. I feel like there was something about the day came and everyone was like, let's do this. And there's been a lot of sharing of support and caring for other people on Twitter, which you don't usually see. And I've enjoyed it.
So I get that, and I buy it, and look, I think it's been the outpouring of civic purpose the last, I don't know, couple of months, whatever, because it's building, right? It's been crescendoing. has been really invigorating. But I have two thoughts that are completely unrelated, and this is more than anybody hearing this podcast probably wants to hear from me. But number one, it saddens me so deeply that we have gotten to this place, that a sense of civic duty and mission is an exceptional thing. You're like, really? Can't we just do that? So that's number one. Number two is more personal and professional, and whatever. This is like my little safe space. But I always find these days where there's a huge national story that everybody is covering, but that is not marketplaces in the moment, right? I mean, the mechanics of an election are not typically a marketplace story, right? They're not a tech story. They're not an MMR story. They're not a marketplace story, right? Tomorrow? Yes, for sure. Once we figure out what the next 4 years in this economy are going to look like, or technology policy or what have you, absolutely. But the stories that consume the nation, like a war or whatever, that we don't get to play an active role in because it's not ours and we're not structured that way and all of that jazz, they're just really hard for me. And yeah. I just, you know. It's that's hard for me, piling on top of a very tough time with the pandemic and you know, national sense of purpose having gone to hell. You know, there's that. Anyway, whatever.
Right. No, that's, you know? I think that's totally fair and really real. Yeah. And I know that we all, this is a very marketplace unplugged moment, because I know that we all struggle with that all the time. The stories that we can't touch, that we say internally that we have to walk by, because they're not our story, or we don't have a slice, and they're not, and there's audience expectation, but it doesn't mean that we're not doing all the same things and having all the same thoughts and thinking out. Yeah. Right. Yep.
Anyway, stuff. That was it. All right. So, I think that's it for me. What do you got?
I know. Totally.
She says, well, definitely moving along.
I guess I have a lot of leftover Halloween candy. No, I actually saw this thing first thing in the morning, and, I loved it, and it has been sustaining me all day long. I've been listening all day. There is a Twitter feed called Plus One Org, bringing together artists and music lovers to catalyze and create systemic change for a just and equitable world. I had never seen it on Twitter before, but I'm now following it, and they created a playlist, the Plus One hashtag Joy to the Polls playlist, with 2 hours of tracks that celebrate resilience and strength, justice, and hope. And it is a damn delight. Cool. And it's really like, it's got a little, I mean, it opens with Stevie Wonder, so like you can't go wrong there. It has Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman, but it has all this new music too. Like there's this great song from, I can't believe I'm going to say these words. There's this great song by Marshmello and Demi Lovato called Okay Not to Be Okay.
Okay.
That is amazing. There's a song that involves Dolly Parton being auto-tuned, and I somehow was okay with it. Anyway, it's wonderful. It's an absolutely wonderful playlist, and I've listened to it all day, and we even brought a little clip of what Marissa Cabrera and I collaborated, and we decided this is the best one.
Keep running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves. Boom. There you go.
Which it turns out.
That's good.
Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, by the way. It turns out Beyonce is basically singing about what you're talking about.
Yeah, a little bit.
That we have to fight for it. We have to fight for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's good to see America doing that, I guess, at least. That's something. Anyway, go listen to it.
No, it is. Look, go listen to it. But it is right. That's exactly right. It's good to see America fighting for it. That's the uplifting part of that.
Yep. All right. We'll let him off the hook.
BS out of me. Let's go.
No, it's a lot, as the kids say. It's a lot. And with that, I'm gonna go roast a chicken and some potatoes. Maybe make some white rice with butter and salt. Like, just like, how comforting can I get here?
Oh my goodness.
We'll be back tomorrow with What Do You Want to Know Wednesday. I feel like there could be questions, and we're taking them. So send them in. Yeah. Don't forget that we love the voice memos. Listen to how wonderful that show was today with all of you. Thank you to everybody who wrote to us and called us and told us what they're doing, told us what they're cooking, and tweeted us. It really, I felt our community today, and I was happy. So
That's nice.
Keep it coming. That's nice. Make me smart at marketplace.org.
This podcast today, especially because I think this was her idea, is produced and directed by Marissa Cabrera. Tony Wagner is our digital producer. Ethan Peretz is our beloved intern. Erica Phillips does newsletters and the Make Me Smart skills on those devices that you hear me and Molly talking out of whenever you say those magic words.
Today's program was engineered by our beloved Charlton Thorpe. Our theme music was composed by Ben Holiday and Daniel Ramirez. Just going to throw it in. You never know. You never know who gets to be beloved today. Our senior producer is Donna Tam. The executive director of On Demand is our always beloved Sitar Nieves.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Not usually on Thursdays. I don't know. I just threw a day.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.